Tor in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. Dvarim she'asa lasas behem schayra. Kol advarim ha'asur min ha'tayra. Af bi she'mutarim ba'na. Things that are asa min ha'tayra, even if they're mutar ba'na, asa lasas behem schayra. Kidit tanan. So the way he positions it is that it's mutar ba'na, but it's asa lasas behem schayra, which is essentially what you're coming out with, because, you know, as much as we started off, that you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to benefit from it, and you're not allowed to use it, but we ended up minimizing that to say that it's a problem of doing schayr with it. But there's nothing, you're allowed to ride on a sus, right? Even though it's a behemoth tamei, there's no isser on it. It's not asa bano, but it's asa lasis behen schayr with chazer. So asa lasis behen schayr kitan, enes and schayr ben avelis utrefesh gotzum ramasim, aval, nizdam luloy letzayet chayav oi vidagim. V'dagam tameim, I'm sorry. If it's nizdamnu loy, who's nizdamnu loy to who? So the Torah spells out letzayid, to a hunter, to a fisherman, to a person who, this is his geshäft. It's nizdamnu loy, chai v'oy v'dagam tameim, oy shetzad tameim im tahirim, which he classifies really as two different things. One is that you were trapping and you ended up with tameim. Another one is that when you put out your net, you ended up with tameim. Along with your tahirim, you ended up with tameim. So are those dinim, you know, inherently different, or is that heter one and the same? And they're interesting in the mefarshim, they go both ways, where the way they have svaris that each one can be worse than the other. Where you catch the two of them together, there would be perhaps more of a svar to be machmir, but we don't allow you to use the behemoth tumeya, because you're not having such a loss, because you still caught tahirim. Masha'en Cain, if all you caught was Temeim, you went out for a whole day of catching and you came back with dolphins, you know, so maybe we have Rahmanis on you, so to speak, and we allow you to sell it. And then I think there were those that took the svar the other way around, that when you catch it in its own right, it's that much worse. I mean, this is strictly Tamei, so we don't want you touching it. Masha'en Cain, when you catch it with Tahirim, so then maybe there's a svar to be Mekel. But Al Kapanim, you just see that the way the Torah lines it up is Nizdamnu Loi Letzayed, if this hunter or this fisherman ends up with Chayiv Vayvadagim Tameim, or Yishetzah Tameim Im Tahirim, or he traps Tameim Im Tahirim, so Mutter Lomoichram. It's Mutter for him to sell it. Ubuvad Shalo Yischavan Lakach. As long as he's Lo Yischavan Lakach, that's not his intention. Meaning he's not going out to see with the intention that, you know what, listen, we know the market for tuna, but dolphins are pretty good catch too. Let me go for that as well. That would not be okay. Bovad shelo yischav alakach, according to the Torah. Same thing. Someone who ends up with an avelo treifa, which could be of a behemoth tahira, obviously. Someone who's shechting gases. He has cows that he's shechting, and he ends up with an avelo treifa. Yochel amoicher legoy veilin aloy b'matana. He'd also be allowed to sell it to a goy. He doesn't have to take a loss on it. Oy litna aloy b'matana. Now, this, I think, would be understandable to us based on what we learned in what we saw in the Mishnah and what we saw in the Gemara, that we're answering that you're not allowed to be mechaven, you can't make this your geshäft, asa lasas behen schayra, but if you end up with it, it would be okay. So a person can't make a business out of selling even, you know, let's say ungeschacht in a cow, so to speak, non-kosher meat from, you know, could be beef from a kosher animal. Well, that's essentially dealing with nevela. You're not allowed to make a business out of that. You know, it's not only basar chaza that we're asering. Obviously, we've seen that it's not only the dvar issa, but even something nevela treifa, you can't make that your schayra. However, if you end up with it, whether it's because you trapped a non-kosher animal incidentally, or you ended up shechting and ended up with a treifa, so then it would be okay to sell it. Okay, let's see the Beis Yosef on this. Turning back to the beginning of the simen. It's on the left side. Kol advar ma'asur min ha'Torah, afal pishu mutarim ba'ano, asal asas v'em schayra, kedetanan, ein eisen schayra ben avelis utrefe, shkatsam ramasim, perek zayin, demasech teshvias. Umash ha'kosav, aval nizdamnu loy letzayet, chayiv oi v'dogam tamayim, shom mishna dalid, tzidei chayiv oi v'dogam, shenizdamnu lehem dvarim tamayim, that's based on the Mishnah, mutu l'moichram, v'divir abenu bazeh, mu'atokim midivir Rambam, v'perek ches, me'ochaz mechalas ha'suris, this is based on the Rambam. Beir dvar shenizdam nuloy tameim kolaymar shehishlich hareshes. He threw out his traps. The hela tameim levad oy shehela tameim utahirim. Whether he caught only tameim or he caught both tameim and tahirim, benkach u benkach mutal lemoichram. Either way, it would be mutter for him to go and sell it. Vezu ve'ein tzarech loy mezu katani. Right, we highlighted this. What do you have to say both for? So he says it could be that you know, if you're allowed to, if when you catch a tamei, you're allowed to sell it kolshkem. When you catch a tamei imatahira, that's so that would be zuve and tzaruch loy mezu, that you're saying one. You don't really have to say the other when you say it in that order. Inami goes to explain, or it could be there's a chiddush in it. Tavayu tzrichi. You need both of them. The tana tameim levad. If it would just say the case where you caught tameim alone, hava amina baha who the hitiru loy limkar. Dafka, in that case, it's mutter for him to go and sell this dolphin, let's say. Kadesh lo yafsid kol tircha. We don't want him to lose his whole tircha of his fishing outing. Avakashahela tameim utairim. But when he got tameim and tairim, emila yimkar tameim. Maybe we would say he should not be allowed to sell the tameim. Deme acher shahela tairim. Since Tahirim came up with it, he's not losing Kol Terchei. So Tzrichel, so therefore you have to say the case of where you bring the two of them up together. Now, if you would tell me only the case of where you bring the two of them up together, where you catch Tameim and Tahirim, I might think that only in that case are we Mekel, but in the other case where you caught only Tameim, we would be Machmer. So if you're Zeis, V'itana. And if you would have said Hela Tameim U'Tahirim, Havamina, I would think, Bahihu Dushar Rabbanon. Over the other Rabbanon were matter you to sell it. Mishum de Hela Tahirim Badayu. Since Tahirim accompanied it, Avakishaloi Hela Elo Tameim, Eimu de Asa, Mishum de Komaisa Reshazeh, Ledvarim Tameim Haya. Because this whole action was ultimately only for Tameim, so therefore you would think perhaps that it's Aser, so Tzricha, therefore we need the Mishnah, the Halacha, to come and tell you that they're both Mutter. Kasav Ba'orches Chaim, Hod Mutter L'moichram, Hani Mili B'yachat HaTamei V'Hator. So this is a Chumra of an Orches Chaim that he brings, that which we say it's Mutter to now sell the Tamei, does that mean you're allowed to go into the non-kosher meat market and sell only non-kosher meat, open up a stand to sell all your treifas, is that okay? He says, no, you're not allowed to sell it levad. It's only mutter biyachat atomi v'atar. V'lo atomi b'fnei atzmei v'atar b'fnei atzmei. Dikivan shu tzayid, since he's a, excuse me, a hunter, yoymu shakivein melachte lehem. Meaning if somebody, we know his profession is that he's in the meat industry, and now he has a kosher butcher stand in the kosher marketplace, and he's got a non-kosher butcher stand in the non-kosher marketplace, besides the fact that everybody would be worried about the kashrus of his stuff. But he's positioning himself that it looks like he hunts for both. He looks for both. He aims for both. If it's an easy animal to shecht, I'll shecht it. If not, I'll just go sell it on my non-kosher meat market, so that's not okay. Now, I don't really know what that means, biyachad, because biyachad sounds rather tricky as well. But it means that I guess out of the back of the kosher butcher shop, you're selling it to, you know, the guy that shows up with his truck, and
it's like you have to have Yankel's kosher, Yankel's trick. You can't have two lines.
Right, something like that. Yeah. And since people would say he's kivim malach telem, we'd have a problem with that. L'chein tzorach shiim kirim miyad, loy sheyisha hatame on the right side, ad sheyishamin. He says another point, you also have to sell it right away. You can't hold on to it. Meaning, let's say you were hunting and you ended up with a chaya tameya, behemoth tameya. So you want to raise it a little bit and fatten it up so it should be worth more by the time you sell it or kill it and butcher it. Says that's not okay either, because again you have it seems some level of a marasayan problem. We don't want it to appear like you're doing business with this. That's not the heter. You know, it's only because you ended up with it, so we allow you to liquidate, so to speak, without taking losses on it. Would anyone have an idea? I mean, I don't really know. I know we always speculate what the value, what the cost of an animal is.
It's a lot.
It's a couple $1,000. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm saying when a butcher goes and, you know, buys animals to shecht. So, I mean, kosher animals sell for higher. I mean, cows are kosher, right? So.
That's a lot of money. But it's not precious.
And then. And
there's a hide.
It's all different parts of it, right? Really? Even from the kosher butcher shops, they go and sell it?
Usually, to my understanding, the way we get kosher shchitas are all owned by goyim, where the goyim have a shutfus, because the hindquarters we don't use.
Right.
So it would be too expensive for us. Also, it would be you know, that you're not on the kosher because you're doing it on a regular basis.
One second, but the hindquarters is not. It's aser bar. No, I mean the gidanosh is in there, and we don't remove it because we don't want to.
Right. But
I mean, the treifas.
My understanding is that the guy basically, the guy owns the place, he takes the hindquarters, and he takes anything that's treif, and he sells it.
I see.
And the Jew buys from him the kosher.
Uh-huh. And he's not buying his own cattle.
They use every part of the animal.
Got it. So now when you have the treifas there, meaning let's say, I mean...
That's where they get around.
Uh-huh. Oh, but do they have to? I don't know. Okay. I mean, because I'm trying to figure out, like, practically speaking, from what we're learning here, would that be okay? And then when I'm just curious to know what the value is, meaning if, let's say, a yid would own the whole animal, and he would shecht it and make his butcher shop, you know, production out of whatever comes out of it. So now he ends up with a treifa. So, you know, Basa Tahira, he would be selling, if, let's say, he'd be selling at wholesale, so Basa Tahira, he'd be selling for $1,000 for a cow, or whatever, you know, all the different parts of the cow. Basa Tameya is at $500, $400, $200, $800.
You'd have to do it that way, right? There's any kosher shlachta.
And he's still taking a loss.
The kosher butcher, the Al-Tahim, right?
Right. So when he ended up with a treifa.
So you'd have to sell it to
correct.
Him.
Correct. Right.
So it's not so bizarre for...
Yeah. Right. This definitely would happen. And it's definitely cheaper, non-kosher meat.
I guess so.
I mean, even slaughtered, I don't think a guy looks at it as an advantage, right?
Right.
Does a guy look at slaughtered?
Maybe you can sell it to London for
uh-huh.
money. It's my guess.
I hear. Interesting. Right, perhaps.
Some guy like kosher better.
They like kosher, but I don't know, meaning on a behemoth tamea, on shechita.
Halal, maybe on
a behemoth treifa is what I meant. I don't know that they would value it. I mean, the reason in Shapra you'll see a guy looking for the OU symbol is because there's many guys that have a comfort level that there's greater oversight on kosher products. I'm saying, but if you're not selling this with the kosher label, you're selling it as treifa, I don't know that it would have that supply and demand factor. Okay. Vayter in the Beis Yosef, Umasha Osar Limkor HaTomi Bifnei Atzmei, the top line. That which it's Osar to sell, the Tomi Bifnei Atzmei, Eini Eidei Aminayin Le. I don't know where he gets that from, that you can't sell it by itself, right? We said you can't set up a shop in the non-kosher marketplace. Medivri HaRambam V'Rabbeinu Mashma Deshori. Says from the Rambam, it would, V'Rabbeinu, one second, Rabbeinu meaning the tour. Whoa. Who said it's Osar Limkor Bifnei Atzmei? That was the Aruch HaShchaim? Got it. That which the Aruch HaShchaim asks us to do with Bifnei Atzmei, I don't understand where he got it from. Divrei Rambam, Rabbeinu Mashma Deshori. That's a valid point. They said that even if you ended up with just the tamei, you're allowed to sell it. So what does it mean you're allowed to sell it? You have to wait. Let's say I only do this once a month, so I have to wait till the next time I get tahar and sell it together. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like I ended up with just tamei, I'm allowed to sell it. So why does he ask her? V'dad, it's non... That's what it sounds like.
You're forcing me to sell it at a discount because nobody comes here. The other thing is that you're on the side.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how their marketplaces were set up versus the way we are today. Was there more of an allowance for that? I mean, everything was somewhat smaller town back then, so it may have helped. Okay, v'dad etnam bahimas nisin. The Mishnah in Shvias that we quoted says, "Behuda ima afmishin esmanu lefidarkai." Even a regular person who's not a butcher that ended up with something lefidarkai, lekeichu meichu bavach leitayim nusa bekach. The Chachamim, Aisvino Pirush Rash, mishin esmana she'enit sayid. What is nesmanu loy? How did it happen? It means a person who's not a hunter, right? The person just ended up in his backyard one morning with a coyote or something else. The Chachamim Aisvino. The Chachamim asked the Misha Enet Zayid, "Va'paiskim lo hiskiru elot Zayid, mishum de'en alocha k'Rabbi Yehuda di Yechidahu." So, who's he quoting here? This is Upirish Rash. That he's saying the alocha is not like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is Yechidah. The alocha is not that it's mutter for someone who's a non-Zayid; it's only mutter for a Zayid. Now, we saw in the Rav. I mean, I don't know. We saw in the Rav that it would be mutter for everyone, but the truth of the matter is that the Torah's Lashon was Nizdamnu Loy Letzayid, right? The Torah did make it specifically for Etzayid. So he's focusing on that. Now he's saying that it would be only for Etzayid, not for a non-Zayid, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And why is that? So Yishalmi Mefarish Taimid Rabbanan. And the Yerushalmi explained the reason of the Rabbanan, which we saw this brought in the Pirush of Mishnayis, that Taman ein Malchus Eineses, Hocha Malchus Eineses, Kalaimar, that since there's a Malchus Eineses, meaning there's a tax collector, Kedei Likach Masmin HaTzayadim, they would forcefully take away taxes from the Tzayadim, so therefore we allowed the Tzayad to sell off his Behemoth Tumeya, and we would look at that as kind of what would be covering his taxes. So V'nir Alida, Filu B'malkam She'ein Loikchen Masmin HaTzayadim, Na'am Yishari. But he says, even if in a place, the Manira Li is who speaking, Pirish Rash or the Beis Yosef himself? Perhaps the Beis Yosef himself. The Afilu B'malkam Shein Loikhan Masman Atzayadim, even in a place where they don't take taxes from a Tzayid, Nami Shari would still be Mutter. Meaning this provision that, or this explanation, I should say, that the reason by a Tzayid it's Mutter for him to sell the Behemoth to Meya is because of the taxes, he said, is not a condition. It doesn't have to be that way. Even in a place where there is no taxes, Nami Shari Deloy Polo Grabonabil Musayo, Lafiko Chokwa Paiskin Bekach, that's why you don't see the Chilik and the Paiskin. The truth is, the Torah didn't say any such stipulation that it has to be that Bulvad that he's covering taxes with it. However, the Torah did tell us that it has to be someone who is a Tzayid. So it sounds like for someone who's a non Tzayid or a non butcher, if you will, you know, you wouldn't simply be allowed to take this non kosher animal that you happen to chance upon and go and sell it. If a person sees a carcass lying on the floor, you know, for whatever reason, wherever he is, can he just pick it up and now go and sell it in the non-kosher marketplace or sell it to a guy? It seems so far from what we're seeing in the Torah that it would be also. This is halacha that's specifically motive for a tzayid. Okay, v'chein mishin is damal and avela trefa, continuing here in the Beis Yosef. Yochla machul agoi aylitna loy b'matana zehu mikra moly. This is an often a pasuk that we have when they get nevela. Leseich lukol nevela, gerash b'shevecha tenan v'acholo oy mechar l'nochri. Right, it's mutter to sell a nevela treifa to a guy. Yachol amachar l'guy l'lo b'matano. Okay. Okay. Let's continue back in the tour.
The pasuk doesn't say that it has to be arai. The pasuk you think you can make a business.
Always. Yes. Well, you could translate the pasuk leseich lukol nevela. What's it? Yeah, I understand. I'm saying, well, where's this nevela? You have a nevela business? Or, leisech lokol nevela could mean, you could perhaps touch the pasuk to mean, when you have a nevela, you're not allowed to eat it. What are you supposed to do with it? We allow you to give it to a guy or to sell it. Okay, umasha kosev vaiter in the Torah. Third line from the top of the page, back in the center of the page. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, dafka b'stam shein moichem lebecheskes kshera, that which it's mutter to sell it to the goy is dafka b'stam, where you're not selling the becheskes kshera. You're not screaming kosher meat. I will also lemoichem lebecheskes lebecheskes kshera, mishum gnevas das. So here's where we get into that OU symbol, meaning if the guy's buying it from you because he views this as kosher meat, that would be a problem. You can't even give it to him becheskas kshera. Mishum ganevas das. Two concerns we have. Number one, it's fundamentally wrong. It's ganevas das. Mishum shemi itnena loy b'fnei Yisrael vayisrael yikachenu mimeno. Another concern that we have is that if you allow it to go and transfer hands from you to the guy becheskas kshera, we're afraid that the guy will then turn around and sell it to a yid, and you'd have real problems, obviously. Okay, so Melo Rabbeinu Tam makes such a condition that you're not allowed to sell it. Let's look at. Continue. V'yesh mefarshim de'bematana afilum neisna loy becheskas kshera shari. However, if you're giving it as a matana, even if it's a becheskas kshera is mutter. Why? Deloy chashina on loy mishum ganevas das v'loy mishum shemi idana loy b'fnei Yisrael. We're not afraid of ganevas das. If let's say you're giving it to your gaita, or you're giving it to one of your gaita workers, right? We're not concerned about ganevas das. Because you didn't tell them anything. You're not marketing it as kosher meat. You're just giving them a piece of meat that you have here. This is for you. Why am I giving it to you? Maybe chametz and erev Pesach. It may be some non-kosher meat. Or it may just be that I have leftovers that ain't getting finished. So I'm giving it to you. Or I like you so much that I want to give you $100 of meat today. You don't have a ganevas das problem. And you also don't have shem yidnen alei b'fnei Yisrael. Because, I guess, by a matana. Avol vaday osur limko loy b'cheskes ksheru mishum ganevas das. So the Yesh Mefarshim says that there's a difference between matana and mechira, that by matana we don't have the concerns of cheskes ksheru, but by mechira we would. Okay.
Well, the same problem is give it to another yid,
right? Why that the goy would go and give it to another yid?
What's the difference whether you sell it to him in front of a yid or you give it to him?
Well, the question is what perhaps there's
not saying I understand.
Right, but perhaps there's less of a likelihood that it will get sold. Meaning, if the guy is buying it from you, he may be buying it for his personal use, he may be buying it for business, may turn around and sell it. But if you're giving it as a present, it could be there's more of a likelihood that he'll be using it for himself, and there's less of a concern that he's going to be reselling it, perhaps. The first shita here, Rebbeinu Tam Taka holds a tasser. It could be that's part of Rebbeinu Tam's concern, that regardless, even a matana, you can run into problems. Yesh Mefarshim was comfortable with a matana. Even according to those that hold by matana, it's mutter, that's dafka in private, where it's just you and the recipient. Where there's no concern of Shemi Yitnenaloi b'fnei Yisrael. Avada, even the Yesh Mefarshim would hold that you can't give it in front of another Yid, b'cheska shchuta, and you also, of course, can't sell it, b'cheska shchuta, because then you'd have the same problem. So
the concern is you might come to give it in front of a Yid, so that would not question.
I guess. We're not going to ask for all matanas because of that, only when it's a case. Yeah. Well, and he also may, I mean, he may resell it. It still has to be finesse. Yeah, you're right. Maskanas Adoni Abi Razak Rebbeinu Tam. The Torah is that my father, the Rosh, holds like Rebbeinu Tam, which asks both Matana and Mecher. Kosova Ramba, Mutalas is Ferre Bechelev Shechol Vigoy. Thank you. Yeah, in my head I was Taijin Cholov, but I was, yeah. Kosova Ramba, Mutalas is Ferre Bechelev Shechol Vigoy, Ubigvinois. Hagayim. I was looking at the next word, gneva, so I'm like, no, it's milk. It must be gvinais. Gvinais hagayim. So you're not allowed to, says the Rambam, I'm sorry, you are allowed to do business with cholov shechol v'gay, with cholov akum, or is that cholov stam? It's cholov, right, meaning if the guy did it, it's cholov akum, we assume he's an akum. Gvinais hagayim k'yaitza behem. And you're allowed to do business with milk and gvino. Something that's asim in a teira, we will then have yisurim of asalasis ben schera. But something that's not asim in a teira, it's only asim in the rabbanon, it would be mutalasis ben schera, even if it's a vade davar asa. Kolshkan, if it's a safik davar asa, that it's leichter, we would allow you to, but even if it's a vade. Right. Okay.
So I would have said, I would have thought maybe you can't use that altogether. You can't just play with that. It's not just that this is the rabbi.
Yeah.
It's something with the chash that rice.
Right.
I'm saying that the fact that because the chash is only with the rabbi,
right.
Even though it might in fact be us with the rice,
yeah.
It's still the third.
Okay.
That's a
chiddush. That we don't have to, we don't have to be concerned, right. Right. Now, when we say, I mean, cholav agayim and gvinis agayim, it's mutter to do business, it's because it's something that we treat as iser, even, right. So the whole purpose of him bringing in this halacha is really to tell you this klal. I mean, he's giving you an example of cholav and gvina, but I mean, we're talking about dvar ma'asur, most of the things we're talking about until now were asam and atayra, so now we'll go to an example of something that's asam and rabbanon, and over there, we're going to say that it's mutalasis ben schaira, even though the basis of the Darabanan is because b'chayshav adai raisis, which is what you're pointing out. So that means that if you have, I mean, again, I think we're a little confused with cholav goy and gvinas goy, because this is akum, right? Not stam. I mean, there's no such thing as kosher gvinas agoy. There is such a thing as kosher gvina in our marketplace that we won't eat. Meaning, if one is makbid and cholav Yisrael, there's cholav stam products that obviously are not, you can't call them a davar aser. But then, what's our cholav stam without a hechsher?
Cholav stam without a hechsher is cholav, but gvinas akum is aser, even if it's kosher, because the guy put in as exerta what the guy put in the curdy.
Right.
So you have two problems with gvinas akum: what they were minded with.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they put it in, there's no Jewish.
Yes.
And with the chaluga, it's just a chash that maybe they mixed in some.
Right. I'm saying so, but again, but this isn't.
Our head to today would take care of the chaluga, but not the gvina.
Yes.
But if you,
no. Why would you think so?
because it's only kashar because of the chasnas, right?
Kashar because of?
The chasnas, it's like a social thing. I think it's like Gvina Yisrael. The Gvina is like Gvina Yisrael.
No, what type of Gvina, as in butter, is more cool with it, but Gvina, cheeses, there's an additional level of concern.
Only because of the chasnas, no? So you can't make Gvina from animal.
So, yeah, I don't know. Saying that Gvina doesn't come from...
It's the only reason that it's like social... social
doesn't come from Behemet Meh.
Yeah, but your mommy and the noise of her gave us the best.
This would be Hashash of trade.
Yeah, that would be a trade fish.
Yeah. Why do we need to, in this case, to write Gvina?
Why would you think it's Mutter?
Right. It's trade.
No, but it's a chashash. Meaning when we're talking about... We're asking to do business with things that are tamei. We're saying that Gvina Sagayim would be mutter because that's an Issa Derabanan as opposed to an Etzem Issa Deraisa. The average milk on the shelf in a grocery store today, I don't know if it has no you on it or not. I think a lot of times it does, right? A lot of them do. But let's say it doesn't. What is that? What is that milk? I mean, it's not sort of...
Government supervised
Chalav Stam.
Right, what she's saying, you can learn the government supervision that...
But one second. But that means that a person who drinks Chalav Stam will buy milk off the shelf in America without a Hechsher?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a concern, yeah, some addition.
Without even an OU on it?
Yeah, the OU is just there, maybe the vitamins or something. Yeah, I don't think people are not going to buy anything.
I don't know.
Nowadays, they have so much things they add to make it stay long. I don't think you can buy anything without it.
Uh-huh. Okay, but let's not talk about eating it. Let's talk about for a minute doing business with it. Let's say. So the chol of goy that we're talking about that is mutter to do business with is I mean chol of goy perhaps in halachas chol of akov. I'm saying, but the milk on the shelf in a grocery store today is presumably chol of stam.
If you're in samachan ramosh, it's kosher. If you're not in samachan ramosh, it's asam derabanan.
Correct. So it would clearly be mutter to sell that.
Even if you're makbid on the Chol of Yisrael,
yes,
it's mutter to carry.
Yeah,
right.
Meaning you can't. You if you have, let's say you own a gas station or a 7-Eleven, and you want to sell various products, so you're not going to. Yeah. Well, not just Chol of Stam. Can you take Gvina? I'm saying, can you carry a Chol of and Gvina? Tarfus, you know. Tarfus, you're not allowed to sell the trias.
You have a station out of the hospital.
Wherever you are.
You own a
gas station in Suffern. Can you carry a line of products to accommodate you guys, your customers, and make money off of it, and make this your schayra, make this your focus, if it's not kosher? So we know that if something is behemoth tumeya is also, if something's chaza is definitely also, you're not allowed to make a business out of that, and the veil is a treifus, you're also not allowed to make a business out of. But over here, the chalav and gvina, which is based on this in the Rabbanon, that you would be allowed to carry, it seems.
Right.
So a Dunkin' Donuts perhaps can be, depending on what's going on there with other kashrus, but I don't know if they sell bacon and eggs. Can you own?
I don't know what they sell.
I don't either know what they sell. I'm saying, but let's focus for a minute on pastries. If they sell pastries and coffees and dairy products, right. There may be a makam, you know, for it to be okay. Okay, let's jump to the Shulchan Aruch. A few minutes we have left. Shalei las is chayr midvar iser. This is Kuf Yud Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Next page. A little harder to read over here. Kol davar she'asa min ha'Torah, af al pi she'mutar ba'ano, anything that's asa min ha'Torah, even though it's mutar ba'ano, im hu davar miyuchad l'maychol, asa l'asas be'ischayr. If it's miyuchad l'maychol, let's say like chaza, that's the easiest. Of course, it's asa l'asas be'ischayr. Oy l'hal v'isolav. Now this goes down to the bottom portion of the page. In the Ramah, Lashon HaMechaber, he says, oy l'hal v'isolav. To use it as a mashkin, even to buy it to serve your goyish workers would be usher. Right? You're not allowed to. Meaning the heter that we have for behemoth tameya or treifa that you're allowed to sell it is if you ended up with it. It doesn't mean you're allowed to buy it and feed it to your workers. So you can't go and buy a non kosher sandwich, a non kosher meat sandwich, to serve your workers. Is still usher. kach mashma bebeis Yosef meagoyis maimini perkas macholos asurus chutz min acholos shvei nemerbo ye osa lechol melocha. Turning the page, cholov would this is chaylev. Besides for chaylev, we're over there. Ye osa lechol melocha. Meaning we said if you end up with an avela l'mosul, you're allowed to sell it. You give it to a guy, sell it to a guy. So over here, we're saying that chaylev as well would be mutter to what? To buy and sell? Use as grease for a non-kosher operation. You know, to eat it.
You're selling it for doing business with it for
right. Okay. Hey, so look at the shach for a moment on I don't know what's the front and back here, but it's dalet on the bottom right. Chutz min achelev. The previous page, not the page you turn to. Pirish chelev shel behema tahira. That's mutter. Al shel behema tameya, mash medasa beis Yosef to al salasis beis chayra. Chelev behema tameya would be aser. Chelev behema tahira would be mutter. The bekrol in iskar le chelev nevelo treifa. Now, it's logical if we said before that you're not allowed to deal. Well, I guess it depends what you're using it for. If this chelev is something that's used la achila. So then we would know for sure, no matter that it's also by Behemoth Temeya. Because everything from Behemoth Temeya that's designed L'Achila, you're not allowed to use. The question here is that Chalev, which is Aser, but can be from a Behemoth Tahira, what are you allowed to use that for? And is that Chalev designed L'Achila or not? If it's designed L'Achila, does that count? Is that comparable to Basa Chazer? Well, that's a component of a Behemoth Tahira that's problematic, that you're now not allowed to use or yes allowed to use. So it says the halacha here that you're allowed to use this Chalev is dafka chelov tahira of a behemah tahira, the chelov which is an usher part, it's a tamei dika part of a behemah tahira that you're allowed to use. The bekrol leniska the chelov nevelo treifa, continuing in the shach mashakasim mechaber stam chutz mina chelov. So why then did the mechaber write it chutz mina chelov? It sounds like chelov chaza would be mutter. He should have specified chelov of behemah tahira. Repnei she samach atzmei mashakasim sharei nemar. He was saying on the fact that he wrote Sharei Nemar, that it says, Sharei Nemar by Yasa L'chol Malocha, and of course everybody knows exactly what Pasuk I'm referring to, says the Mechaber, so I don't have to specify that it's Behema Tahira. V'oid, the Stam B'chelev Shal Tahira Mairi, and a Stam, when we talk about Chelev, it's Shal Tahira. Deloi Keha Erchis Chaim Shekosav Shal Echile Kakosav Meitaira L'tameya. V'gam Tamili Elochis Chaim Shal Lehedya Negad Abayis. Okay, let's leave that. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Al kopanim, this din of the Mechaber that Chelev is mutter is dafka by Chelev of Behemah Tahira. V'im nizdamnu l'tzayid chayev v'oif v'dogam t'meyim. If let's say it's nizdamnu to who? To a tzayid. Chayev v'oif v'dogam t'meyim. V'chein, mishin nizdamnu l'nevelo treifa b'beisoy. So to nevelo treifa b'beisoy. Which again, this nevelo treifa... Oh, wow. Mutter l'machor mevachli yischavim l'kach. The Ramah seems to be giving you a middle road here. The Mechaber says if you're a tzayid and you end up with a behema tameya or a chaya tameya, then you're allowed to sell it. You can't be hunting for that, looking for that, etc. What about the person who's a non-tzayid? What's his heter? Is it asa completely? So the Beis Yosef here tells us, so too, mishin is damnul nevelo treifa bebeisa. If someone ends up with a nevelo treifa bebeisa, he doesn't say you end up with a behema tameya bebeisa, chaya tameya. It doesn't say that if you catch a lion by mistake in your backyard that you're now allowed to go and sell it and use it. If you're a hunter and you end up with chaya tameya, you're allowed to go and sell it. But if you're a regular person that ends up with chaya tameya, you're not allowed to. But a regular person that ends up with nevela or treifa, you are allowed to, which is an interesting, I don't think we saw such a jita yet. Now, I think we can explain it. The nevela or treifa has shaychus to a regular person, well, at least treifa, right? Treifa is really, you know, a function of living and shechting kosher meat. You end up in a treifa every once in a while. Even if you're not a butcher, I mean, today we never pick up a knife and we don't deal with a sheichet. But in the shtetl of old, they did it on their oifis, but even every once in a while, a richer person or whoever, they did it on the gasses also, where they would, even if they weren't in the meat business, they had an animal and they shechted an animal. So they shechted an animal, they end up with a treifa. That's something normal and happenstance for a regular person to end up with. And it seems like nevela perhaps would be the same. I don't know. Again, someone who's not in the meat industry but has a couple. Right. I mean, we have bikes and cars. They hit animals. So male, if their animal died, they would be okay. What's that?
Call the triple eight. Get rid of your carcass.
Let's look at the Taz here for a moment. I'm sorry, the Shach on the left side here. Chai vay fedagam tameim. Loshna turn is damal le tzayet. Chai vay fedagam tameim. It's a zayin there. Oishet tzad tameim. I'm sorry? Oishet tzad tameim im tarim. Mutal le mochum avach le yischam lekach. Echei mishin is damal le nevela. Zehu mikrim ole. Le seichlu kol nevela. Le gerashe b'sherechat tenen v'achol le mechol anachri. That's true, right? Meaning that there's no restriction on nevela that it's not that you're not allowed to sell it. You're allowed to. Vizeh loshan abach. Hamash medavka oishishin is damnu le. So this was your ha'ara barrel that who said that's what, the way you touch the pasuk that it's only b'mikre that you have this nevela. So he says, "Omash medafka oisishin is damnala yochel meikloy v'kachavim panei hefsin memoynoi." If you ended up with a nevela, you're allowed to sell it. Abi Yisrael acher also liknis mechaveir hanevela treifish is damnala k'day laviach ba l'machu b'yekloy v'kachavim. Let's say, are you allowed to make a business out of picking up everybody's nevelas? Meaning you be a wholesaler of behemah nevelas from Yiddish butchers. That I'll collect all the nevelas and I'll then turn around and go and sell them. It says, no, that's not what the pasuk allowed you to do. If you end up with nevela, the Torah allows you to sell it, but you can't make your business out of nevelas. So
the pasuk is only in an oifen if you stop
them. Correct. Which is really the way they presented the halacha. That the Torah says, "Leiseich lukon nevela." What's the nevela about? The nevela that you ended up with, but don't go make a business out of buying and selling nevelas. That's not a clean kosher business for a nice Jewish boy. So says the Bach. I will also liknes mechaveri hanavelo treifish and esdamra lekdei laviach ba lamachar biyekalay bekuchav dahenu nami schayer ad kan l'shein v'chemash v'taisus the sukkah the b'maschav v'leisulav v'chemash v'dasub shimshim pishem mishnayis perkzayin deshvius mishnegimel ayin sham v'kasev b'tshuvas masas ben yamin the aser linichar kiyoshim shetzarech lo'irish shelahen limkar achakach habasalay bekuchavim. The mikra mechavin malachte v'dvar iser. So this seems, I don't know exactly what this case is, but if you're going to take something, maybe Rabbi Marburger could tell us.